Well, Christian Porter is expected to face sustained questioning about who is paying his legal bills and what influence the mysterious payments could have. A trust is covering some of the legal costs incurred by the former Attorney General, now Industry Minister, when he took up a defamation suit against the ABC. He's told Federal Parliament he's not privy to the source of the trust's funding. With other politicians questioning the morality of secret sources of money to a minister, it's likely a parliamentary committee will examine the funding. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
Let's start with what we know. Christian Porter discontinued a defamation case against the ABC earlier this year. The broadcaster covered the costs of mediation but did not pay any damages or issue an apology. Christian Porter notified Parliament on Monday that part of his legal costs had been paid by what he described as a blind trust and as such had no access to information about the source of the trust's funds and won't comment any further. That leads us to what we don't know.
Who is this blind trust? Who are the people that donate to that? Is this right? Is this moral? Is this ethical?
That's independent MP Helen Haynes. She told ABC News Radio the public should know who is paying the legal fees of the former Attorney General, now Industry Minister.
They're the questions that need to be asked and need to be answered by Mr. Porter.
There is no requirement under the Electoral Act for Mr. Porter to declare where this money is coming from because it's not election funding. And his update to Parliament's Register of Members' Interests appears to fulfil the requirement to notify Parliament of his financial interests. But the Greens will seek to move a motion of no confidence in Christian Porter when Parliament resumes, and it's likely the matter will be referred to Parliament's Privileges Committee for further scrutiny.
What Mr. Porter has done is, as he said, within the rules. Just because something is within the rules doesn't mean it's ethical or right.
The Ministerial Code of Conduct says ministers shouldn't seek or accept money in connection with their official duties. Given the defamation case against the ABC was a personal one, that doesn't apply. Mr. Porter sued the ABC over an article which said a letter had been sent to the Prime Minister, including an allegation of historical rape against a serving cabinet minister. The article did not name Mr. Porter, but he publicly identified himself soon after and strenuously denied the allegation. While the legal case was a personal one, the Code of Conduct also says this.
Ministers shall ensure that they do not come under any financial or other obligation to individuals or organisations to the extent that they may appear to be influenced improperly in the performance of their official duties as minister.
Without knowing the source of the funding, it's hard to say if Christian Porter could be swayed or blackmailed or influenced in any way. Whether he is oblivious to the source of the funding or has some idea or if he finds out later on. The Ministerial Code of Conduct is enforced by the Prime Minister. In a statement, a spokesman for Scott Morrison says the Prime Minister is taking this matter seriously and has discussed the matter with Christian Porter today. The statement also says the Prime Minister is seeking advice from his department on any implications for the ministerial standards and any actions the Minister must take to ensure he meets the standards. Speaking earlier, Mr. Porter's West Australian colleague, Assistant Defence Minister Andrew Hastie, says it's all above board.
It's exactly how many other parliamentarians have done it before him. Importantly, he has not received any taxpayer funding for his legal fees. And as far as I'm concerned, he's executed his duties as a parliamentarian as required.
Independent MP Helen Haynes says to ensure integrity, we need to be able to follow the money trail.
There is a fundamental rot happening in Australia when it comes to donations and the lack of transparency therein. The Australian public deserves to know who is funding politicians and what influence that funding has on the potential decisions that they may be making.
Independent MP Helen Haynes speaking to ABC News Radio, Melissa Clark with that report.